at SaveMoreHV.com.
Good morning, Westchester and the Hudson Valley. It's 616, 100.7 WHUD.
Television's cutest sporting event returns to Animal Planet for Puppy Bowl 13 this Sunday. It's Team Ruff versus Fluff and features other adorable animals, too. Dan Schachter returns for his sixth year as the Puppy Bowl ref and host.
Hi, Casey. Hi, Mike. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
So there is an alternative to the Super Bowl this Sunday, huh?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 13 years, and we get bigger and better than ever. And you don't have to choose, though. You can watch us and then watch the other game. No problem.
All right, so Puppy Bowl 13. What does this entail, and what's your role, Dan?
I guess the best way to say it's a miniaturized football game where the athletes are all adoptable dogs from across the country. They're from rescue shelters, adoption centers, and they all need a home. And they play four quarters of football. It is not easy to do, but somehow we make it happen. Last year, we had about 10 million people tune in over the course of Puppy Bowl weekend for our event, and for a great cause, and it's sort of a feel-good thing to do.
Oh, it is so adorable, and you can laugh till you cry. Now, how can we go about adopting these adorable puppies after the Puppy Bowl?
Piece of cake, even during Puppy Bowl, or during pregame, if you happen to spot a pup that you like, you can go right to animalplanet.com. All of their profiles are online. You'll find them in the Puppy Bowl starting lineup. Find the dog that you fell in love with and click through. And you can be connected to their respective shelter or rescue group and then can take it from there.
It's almost like fantasy football where you pick your favorite players.
Well, sir, for those who don't know, we have had fantasy football with Puppy Bowl for 2 years now, and it's been going great. No joke. When we first did it, we didn't know how many people would sign up, but we actually had thousands of people sign up. And you can draft a team based on the starting lineup and the stats that we know, their size, their breed, their weight. You can track them throughout the game online at the Animal Planet website and see how your team does. It's kind of fun.
So we can go online right now and check out the puppies?
Oh, absolutely. It's the starting lineup for Puppy Bowl. Just look that up, and then you'll see them play for real on Sunday, and you'll be able to track them if you want to play the fantasy component.
So you do everything. You're the host of the show. You don't have to clean up, though,
yes,
do you?
Sir. No, we have a crew of over 100 people. They swoop in there. They take care of every little thing. And by the way, if I had to clean up, believe me, we'd be there all day. The game would take 17 hours.
Dan, do you ever want to take these puppies home for yourself?
Of course. You know, every day I do this, I'm like, well, just one more won't hurt. But we don't have that room in our house, and I have young kids. So for us, it's really about getting the word out. And my job as the ref is to sort of not just promote the Puppy Bowl and tell people to tune in, give them that opportunity, but to give these shelters an opportunity to get a little more national recognition and hopefully deal with the pet population problem.
Terrific. Dan Schachter, thank you so much. The host of Puppy Bowl 13 this Sunday on Animal Planet.
Thanks for having me on.